and Andy present transcribed their new show, the Amos and Andy Music Hall, with their special guests tonight, Jack Benny and Liberace. Your hosts every night, Monday through Friday, are the creators of Amos and Andy, Freeman Gosden, and Charles Carell. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Freeman Gosden.
And this is Charles Carell.
It is with a great deal of pleasure that we welcome you, our friends, to a brand new Amos and Andy show, the Mystic Nights of the Sea Music Hall. And we sincerely hope you're going to like it.
It's a different sort of a show for Amos and Andy. Primarily a musical show with important guest stars each night. But it's still Amos and Andy. Amos and Andy in character, spirit, and fun.
Yes, folks, the old Kingfish, believe it or not, is running a radio station at the Lodge Hall. And tonight, the opening night of their new show, they have as their guests Jack Benny and Liberace.
So, what do you say we drop in over at the Lodge Hall and see how our friends are making out with their new venture? Hey, Amos.
Yeah, what's the matter, Andy?
That red light up there just started blinking at us like a bloodshot eyeball.
Oh, holy mackerel, Andy. That means we're on the air.
Oh, me. Kingfish, say something. We're on the air with our new show.
Yeah. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, George Kingfish Stevens, welcoming you to a brand new Mystic Nights of the Sea Music Hall with my co-hostesses, Amos Jones and Andrew Hogg Brown.
Hello, everybody. Now, along with our regular show on Sundays, we're going to be on the air 5 nights a week now.
Yes, folks. Every night at the same time, Monday through Friday, and we hope you'll be listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, we had a little one of them opening night mishaps before we went on the air, but it's cleared up now. This afternoon, one of the Lodge brothers went up on the roof and hung his wash on the antenna. And for an hour there, we was transmitting through Brother Jackson's red flannels.
Yeah. In other words, CBS was coming to you through the courtesy of the BVDs.
Well, folks, we got a great guest list lined up for you this week. Bob Hope, Jack Benny, Edgar Bergen, Frank Sinatra, Rosemary Clooney, and tonight, we got that great piano player, Liberace.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a great show for you here. The only thing marring the festivities is that we ain't got the new furniture yet for the station. But this being radio, you can just imagine that these empty egg crates that we are sitting on here is actual Duncan Fife love seats with Chippendale legs.
Andy, what is the first record you got on the turntable?
This first record has got a little nostalgia branded, and it's a big hit all over the country. Mr. Frank Sinatra singing the big hit song from Judy Garland's picture, A Star Is Born, and the song is called The Gal That Got Away.
Well, as long as I'm the head man here now, I'll tell Andy to put on the first record. All right, Andy, start the record.
Kingfish, I is nervous. Look at here, my hand done froze on me. I'm shaking like a leaf.
Oh, that's the trouble around here. Just cause it's opening night, you gotta start shaking. Why don't you be calm like I is? I'll put the needle on the record. You gotta be calm like this.
The night is bitter, the stars have lost their glitter, the winds grow colder, and suddenly you're older. And all because of the gal that got away. No more her eager call, the writings on the wall, the dreams you dreamed have all gone astray. The gal that won you has run off and undone you. That great beginning has seen the final inning. Don't know what happened. It's all a crazy game. No more that all-time thrill, for you've been through the mill, and never a new love will be the same. Good riddance, goodbye, every trick of hers you're on to. But fools will be fools, and where's she gone to? The road gets rougher, it's lonelier and tougher. With hope you burn up, tomorrow she may turn up. There's just no let up, the livelong night and day. Ever since this world looking for the gal that got away. Please come back. Won't you come back, the gal that got away?
This is the Kingfish once again, coming to you from the Mystic Knights of the Sea Music Hall. And like I say before, ladies and gentlemen, our guest of the evening is Mr. Liberace, the music world's answer to the smiling Irishman.
Kingfish, this is some ad you done decomposed for the newspaper today.
Yeah, look at it here in the newspaper. Grand Super Premier, Mystic Knights of the Sea Music Hall. Big shot guests tonight positively will appear. World's greatest entertainer.
World's greatest entertainer. Well, that show describes Mr. Liberace all right.
Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, later on this week, we're going to have people like Bob Hope, Jack Benny, Edgar Bergen, Rosemary Clooney. Oh, we got a great lineup for you folks. Things is really running like clockwork. No delays, no fuss, no trouble. Oh, I tell you, boys. Well, that must be Mr. Liberace now. Fix your tie there. Everything on schedule. All right, now, wait a minute now. Come in.
Well, here I am, boys. Am I late?
Holy mackerel, it's Mr. Jack Benny.
Miss Benny, we is glad to see you and all that, but... what is you doing here tonight?
What am I doing here? I'm the guest star on your show tonight.
You is the guest star on our show tonight?
Certainly. It says so right here in the paper. See? Positively will appear. World's greatest entertainer. I thought it was a novel touch, not coming right out and mentioning my name. Just saying the world's greatest entertainer. It's like saying Bing or Ike. People know you don't mean Bing Schwartz or Ike. Is there something wrong, Kingfish?
Wrong, Miss Bennett?
Yes. Yes, your eyes. If they were olives, I'd say you just popped your pimento.
Well, you see, what happened there, you were supposed... tonight we is... that is...
Well, that's the silliest explanation I ever heard.
Andy, for goodness sake, put on the next record.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's K-Star's latest hit record. Am I a toy or a treasure?
Or is your love for me a rare and precious thing? Oh, will I be yours to cherish forever? Or thrown away one thoughtless day? Am I to be a here-to-stay thing? Or just another plaything? Am I a to you? Am I a toy or am I a treasure? Which of the two am I to you? Am I a puppet that you dangle on a string?
We can't keep Mr. Benny sitting out there in the large hall much longer. He's going to get impatient. Well, what is he going to do? He made his disreturnance on the wrong night.
Well, maybe we could make an announcement and say, due to circumstances beyond our control, we is presenting Mr. Jack Benny.
Oh, we can't do that, you dummy. What is he going to do when he runs into Mr. Liberace and finds out that he ain't the world's greatest entertainer that we was referring to.
I tell you, boys, we is in a mess here. We is...
Now, see here, boys.
Yes, sir, Miss Benner.
I must say, this is a fine way to treat the world's greatest entertainer. I come all the way up here, by taxi yet, and what happens? All I've done for the past 10 minutes is share that crummy hall with a cuspidor, a moth-eaten moose head, and a poster that says, Keep Cool with Coolidge. I went to put my cigarette in the cuspidor, and a bat flew out.
Well, you see, Mr. Bennett, the thing is, we were expecting you, but not tonight.
But it said in the paper. Do you mean someone else is the world's greatest entertainer? Well.
Well, you see,
Hello, boys. I hope I'm not late.
Well, Mr. Liberace.
Yes, sir. Come right in, sir. Yes, sir.
This is the world's greatest entertainer? I don't want to be catty, but what's he got that Georgie Jessel hasn't worn out years ago?
Why, Jack, good to see you. Are you on the program, too, tonight?
No, I was just in the neighborhood pricing a moose head. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll...
No, Miss Benny, no. Now, don't go running off like that. Now, listen, now that you is both here, why don't we combine the interviews?
Oh, yeah, that's a fine idea, Mr. Benny.
Yeah, we can squat on you both here, and as the old saying goes, hatch two eggs with one bird.
Yeah, Mr. Benny, pull up the egg crate and sit down.
A double interview. Sounds like a fine idea to me. What do you think, Jack?
Well, as long as I spent the taxi fare.
After all, you was both musicians. You both comes under the Juicy Prudence Patrilla.
We'll start the interview, ladies and gentlemen, with Mr. Liberace. Now, Mr. Liberace, I have always noticed the beautiful tone you gets out of your piano. I'm sure our listeners would like to know and would be interested if there's any special treatment that you uses to take care of your piano.
Well, before every performance, I have the piano tuned to concert pitch. Then, of course, room temperature has a great effect on the strings, so I always check for moisture or dampness. And for cleaning the keys, I never allow anything to be used but a mixture of warm milk and vinegar.
Well, that sounds very interesting. Now, Mr. Benny, has you got any secret for taking care of your violin?
Well, yes. About every 2 weeks, I rub the strings down with a little chicken fat. It gives me sort of a poultry pizzicato, if you know what I mean.
Certainly, Jack. You mean a leghorn legato.
Exactly.
Mr. Liberace, I know that in your life as a performer, you have done had many thrilling experiences. I wonder if you could tell the folks just what was the biggest surprise you ever had in your whole career.
Well, I think it was last May. I was booked to play Madison Square Garden, and I was a little doubtful about filling such a huge auditorium. And when they turned on the lights and I saw that huge crowd that had turned out to hear my humble efforts, I think that was the greatest and most thrilling surprise I ever had in my life.
Well, that certainly was a great tribute. Mr. Benny, what would you say was the greatest surprise you ever had?
10 minutes ago when that bat flew out of the cuspidor.
Well, them bats is dangerous things, all right. I'll never forget the night that one of them got my mother-in-law's transformation. The last we see to the thing, it was winging its way down Lenox Avenue like a hairy seagull.
I wonder if I'm insured against that.
Well, it's wonderful, Mr. Liberace. The number of fans you got, I understand that next year you're going to hold your concert in the Yankee Stadium.
Well, they are talking about it.
Well, tell me, Miss Liberace, I know that you is busy making radio appearances and records and you're on television. What about your concert tour?
I leave on October 17th for a 10-city tour that will include Huntington, Atlanta, Cincinnati, Buffalo, Providence, and we wind up in Boston.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people are looking forward to seeing you in person. And now, Mr. Benny, I wonder...
Now, my radio show goes back on the air September 26th, and I'm doing 2 television shows a month. One of them is going to be in color, and I know my fans are dying to see my blue eyes.
I noticed they're a little bloodshot today, though. It looks like 2 blueberries floating around in a bowl of ketchup. Makes a pretty effect, though.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a policy where our guest star always brings along his favorite record. Mr. Liberace, did you bring along yours tonight?
Yes, I did. But I think it's only fair that Jack play his favorite record.
Oh, no. You play yours. I insist.
No, Jack, I wouldn't think of it.
No, you're the guest, after all.
But, Jack, you've been in show business so much longer than I have. I'm sure your judgment is far superior to mine.
I know. But play yours. I'll be big about it.
Very well, Jack, if you insist. Here's the record, Amos.
When he plays the Yankee Stadium, I hope the wind blows his candles out.
Well, Mr. Liberace, this favorite record of yours, is it one of your new ones?
No, Amos. My brother George conducts the orchestra on my program, and he's just come out with a fine album. It's called Musical Journey with George Liberace. If you don't mind, I'd like to play one of the records from his album. I'm sure you'll like it.
Thank you, Mr. Liberace. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Liberace's favorite record, George Liberace's rendition of The Stars and Stripes Forever. To the end of our first night here at the Mystic Nights of the Sea Music Hall. Mr. Liberace, I want to thank you for dropping over.
Thank you, Amos, for having me.
And, Mr. Benny, we want to thank you for coming over, even if you did barge in here on the wrong night.
Always a pleasure, Andy.
Excuse me for protruding, Mr. Benny, but I noticed your receding forehead done receded since you come in here.
Well, it's in my pocket. I'm not taking any chances with that bat on the way out.
Well, good night, Mr. Benny. Good night, Mr. Liberace. Good night, everybody. See you tomorrow night.
Amos and Andy Music Hall transcribed will be presented again tomorrow night at the same time when our guest will be Bob Hope. This is Harlow Wilcox inviting you to join us every night, Monday through Friday. The Amos and Andy Music Hall is produced by Sam Pierce and directed by Cliff Howell. Executive producers, Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier.